reason I can imagine why I'm going to this meeting tonight, which will be in honor of me and whoever else has made it however many years this past month, this past week, is A, I don't have their phone numbers. I keep losing my phone numbers, my lists. B, well, I just don't want to cry a bunch. I would like to cry at home. I was certainly about to do it at the damn hospital. Big fucking deal. But it's important to the young ones to know that you can go through all kinds of crises and adversities and pitchforks out of the heavens, bullfrogs and puppy dogs, and not drink. It's important to know. Or use whatever your addiction is. You can do that. But you have to reach out for help to not do it on a regular basis. Fortunately, I had picked up a list this morning because I'd lost my other list. And it had one important person added to it. It matters to me a lot. Really wild and crazy. Used to be wild and crazy. Hell's Angel type Harley biker. Beautiful woman. Beautiful, beautiful spirit. And they urged me to go and not cop out on it. Well, I couldn't cop out on it. Not without informing them. And I don't have my numbers. Which one of them said, that's probably for a good reason that you don't have your numbers. And keep losing that little book that's got everybody in it. It's getting cool now. About 7:40. Cars are plowing along this MacArthur Boulevard to the beach. Gangbusters. God, really like a freeway. Going past Fashion Island, which is something to behold. I'm sure you got better things than that, though, in New York. It's awesome. Never wanted to go to New York before. I've never read anything that turned me on about it. Never wanted to until I met you three ladies, that is. My finances don't get totally adverse, and they may, because I haven't done too well on that level this year. I used to be this crazy, but seems like I sure have been, well, recently. Anyhow, I started to say maybe I can get to that meeting or conference or celebration or whatever it is that you're planning for the fall. I've canceled my church retreat because I felt like I couldn't be away from Sandy for a whole week. Anything could happen during it. And if she lasts through the month, then that was a good decision. Excuse me. And if she doesn't last through the month, then, well, I don't know. I pays your money and you take your choice and you do what you think is right at the time for the circumstances that you have at hand. I can't believe this intersection down here. I used to shoot down here. I'd love to go shooting with you, Morgan. That would be fun. I haven't gotten back to the gun range since April the 30th, since when I shot the good bullets. You know, I didn't have that thing to show you either. I don't know where it is. But I thought I ought to get out and shoot some good bullet holes for Morgan. She understands, I'm sure, the dynamics of shooting. Like you were saying, up in my disaster of a bedroom. We don't shoot people, we don't shoot animals, we shoot holes through paper. My sponsor looked at those last holes through the paper and said, "My God, I'm awful glad that the only thing you shoot at is paper." Yeah. I don't keep a gun in the house anymore. I haven't since 1974. Sold my guns. And, I rent one at the range. I do pretty well most of the time with what they got. If I don't have anyone there but me, I might go for a used one that I could make a pet out of and have accurized and I don't know. That's a bunch of money. Guns are awful, awful expensive anymore, and they're dangerous to have in your house. You get robbed, and there's your gun out there in the hands of somebody dangerous. If you're in your house and you're using it for a self-defense weapon, then you better be ready to shoot to kill. And you have to know whether you could bear that or not. There have been times in the past few months when I've known I could bear it when I was madder than hell, and other times when I know that I couldn't. So I don't know, it's pretty much the same as it was. I would never want to kill another human being except for the most dire of reasons. Most aggravated of self-defense. And even then, I don't know. I've managed to live this long and not ever had to. Thankful for that. Well, cars are chasing me up Pacific Coast. I better start going 60 miles an hour. They're going to kill me. I've put 80 miles on this beastie since I filled the tank up last night. Long distances here. Beautiful going up south down the Pacific Coast Highway toward Laguna Beach. I don't know whether you all saw any part of that on your way back from San Diego. You probably just took the 5 freeway. Laguna Beach, 18,610, says. Small, fierce little community of tremendous population of gay people, art people, rich people. this meeting I'm going to tonight is a gay meeting that I used to go to, and then I got into conflicts with the art therapy class, and oh, I don't know, things sort of unraveled to hell this last year on my scheduling. But it's an extremely good group. It's probably the wrong tape to send anybody who's not an AA. I don't know. I don't know. I don't seem to have any kind of a sensor going for me these days of knowing what's right or proper. Or caring a whole lot either. Very steep hill to go down and come back up here. This is where I need my cane. Well, apparently I was supposed to be at the meeting. It was a good meeting. I got phone numbers. People who hadn't seen me in a long time. I haven't been to that meeting hardly at all this whole last year. Because if it wasn't one thing, it was another. Pneumonia. Sandy pneumonia. And all the stuff. All the stuff that I listed. But, I called up to the hospital to see if my understandings were correct. And that they truly weren't going to do anything heroic, including a tube up the nose. And the little Chinese nurse assured me that she wasn't. And I said, well, did you want me for any special reason that you asked me to tell you when I left? You know, because I thought that meant that she had to do some stuff and she was waiting for me to get the heck out of there. She said, well, no. I just wanted to be sure that somebody was there. Somebody needs to be with her all the time. I says, oh, boy. I said, well, when did Sue leave? She said, Sue hasn't left. And oh my God, we're talking about, it's 10 o'clock at night here. Sue's been there since 4 this afternoon. That's 6 hours. And she has to go to work tomorrow. Well, okay. So I got her to let me talk to Sue. I got her not to transfer the damn call to Sandy's room and wake Sandy up, nitwit. And I didn't know that anybody could stay there after 8 o'clock. And I certainly didn't know in English from anybody that somebody close to her needed to be with her all the time, because Sandy was sure acting like she wanted both of us out of there. And I tend to be real sensitive about that and to do that. Sue just wades right in, but she's got a lot more training and experience than I do on matters like this. So, bottom line on this discussion is that I said, well, I can come up there and spell you. And she said, well, it's up to you. And I said, well, it's not really. What is it would be the most helpful out of me at this point? Because I said, I don't know anything about this kind of a thing. I didn't even have this kind of a thing with my mother. She went and died while I was out of the county. She died alone. And I'm sorry about that, and I have just missed the 73. Oh, my God. Well, okay. What does that mean? That means I'll have to do it the hard way. In the dark. All right. Whatever. We'll make it one way or another. I said, well, let me go home and feed the kitty, give her food for morning. And she said, why don't you go home and sleep? Well, that's not too shabby an idea. At this point, I said, well, how are you going to go to work tomorrow? She said, well, she was. All right, she is. So we settled on, and I said, when do you have to leave to get to your thing? Well, she had to be at Hollywood Presbyterian at 8. I said, what does that mean? When do you have to leave the hospital? Well, by 6:30. I says, okay, I'll be there by 6. Which means I feed the kitty, and I feed me. And I call a lady who was gonna meet me in the morning at 6:30 and tell her that's canceled. Well, so this is going to be, oh boy, I'm gonna go to sleep and pray God tells me the right things to say or do, and if I don't, to not worry about it. I think mainly the main thing, whether Sandy's displeased or out of her mind or what the hell ever, the need that I can see is that somebody should be there in case to ring the nurse. Because when I got there tonight, her nurse ringing doodad, her radio and nurse ringer thing, was hanging off the bed. You know, even if she'd been in her right mind, she couldn't have reached it. Hold on while I get across two lanes and don't, whoops, too late, bring them up, tilt. Come on, guy. Well, I don't know where my tape's at, but let me ask you some personal questions here. You talk about shooting and violence and all that good stuff. Vicarious violence, sublimated violence. Shooting is sublimated violence. And it's other things, too. It's thirst for excellence. My artist's heart is proud when I have 10 bullets through the center there. San Diego. Okay, we don't want to go to San Diego. North. To Long Beach. Okay. I learned something recently. I mean, to me, shooting, when I shot back in the years from 1957 to 1974, it was the only sport that I'd ever had that was satisfying to me. And it was the only thing that took my mind off my work. Rifle shooting is terrible. That is not relaxing to me. That's just more, I mean, engineering, map making, whatnot, is real super picky, eye-straining work. With a pistol on the end of your little paw, waving around out there, that's relaxing. It drives some rifle people crazy, but to me it was relaxing. However, whole new thing here. When I started shooting this time, I ended up almost instantly with people targets, mainly because I was out of practice, for one thing. And, you know, feel so, oh, the guy gave it to me. I said, God, I can't hit the broadside of a barn. And they were talking about how I shot. And one guy says, I came in complaining about my target. Oh, man, I got bright lights all over my head here. Woo! Okay, I better cease and desist till I get down this freeway in one piece. I'm sure it would aggravate you if I went and copped out right now. Well, I missed the 405 fork. I guess what I'm doing is going down the 55 fork. Damn. Well, okay. All right, already. I ought to be able to do that. Not as fast. I saw a guy, well, anyhow, these guys were talking about me. Oh, said she's a bullseye shooter. I seen that right away, said one of the guys. She's a bullseye shooter. Ah, here comes Baker. Well, that beats nothing. That's about as close as I'm going to get, I guess. And indeed I am. My head still reverberates. If I don't have those 10 holes clustered together in a group in the center of the guy's heart, I am just not happy at all. However, I can always say, well, if he was a prowler, he'd be dead. And that pleases the sublimated violence part. Paula Reno. It's as good a street as any. Better than most. Anyhow, one day I was complaining about my target, and I said I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, and the guy says, here, we'll make the barn's side a little bit bigger. So he gave me this people target. And I was worried about that. I had been in the past. Heard of people fantasizing their enemies up there, and I wasn't sure that was a safe thing for me to do. Well, I was pleased that when I got these things relatively in the center of it, it was just another target to me. It was not a people out there. I wasn't visualizing my boss or anybody else that I was mad at the present moment. So, now, however, when things get really horrific, strain and stress, I go out and shoot. It helped. And I watched this guy. I used to think, you know, this big macho Rambo thing, and I used to make fun of it as good as Sandy ever did. Sandy wasn't a shooter. And in the early days when I was shooting, she loved to watch me shoot, which was stranger than hell, I thought. Nothing is more boring than watching somebody else shoot. But I watched this guy hanging on to something like a 44 Magnum, must have been. Man, it was shooting fire out a foot from the gun. Great big gun. Great big loads. Great big bullets. Tearing up all that paper. Assuming he was hitting the target, and maybe even if he wasn't. And I understood in that period back here between December and now, 45 auto is all I can hang on to. As much as I care to hang on to. But it takes all I got. Then still be accurate. And I'm watching this great big guy who's weighs, well, maybe not twice as much as me, but he looked like in the 200-pound range. And he's wailing away with his big old gun. That's all he can hang on to, too. I understood that for the first time. You know, think about this, and I'm sure you have. That's why I'd like to hear from you about it, assuming you get this far on this tape. A lot better than him going home beating up the wife, kicking the kid, kicking the dog or squashing the kid, or tearing his boss's head off in a mad moment. Or going to a bar and all the above are not nice choices. And while the people who are anti-guns just think that's awful of us, they don't know the options. I know that handguns, well, Sandy has gotten off of handguns with all of the assassinations. That's, you know, they're just not a nice thing to her anymore, and they aren't to a lot of people, and I understand that. But to me, the solution was to treat people how to take care of their handguns. I cut my teeth on that damn Sullivan Law in New York City in the reading about it. Fixed it so the law-abiding couldn't have guns legally, and criminals didn't care about that. So all the criminals that wanted to have guns had them. And the law-abiding citizens that knew and wanted to have guns couldn't without losing his freedom and his livelihood in case he defended himself. I don't know what your laws are at present. I know that 20 years, 30 years ago when I was shooting, they were terrible. And of course, there's Getz. There's Mr. Getz. Well, it's 11 o'clock Friday morning. And this situation is interesting. Searching for a motel so that I wouldn't be driving miles in the Friday traffic. But there are not a lot of good options up here that I can see. It's to what's available relatively close distances. Quite expensive. Also, there's no openings on singles right at the moment. Two of the best Western motels here. Motor Inns, very nice. Their price is reasonable for what the kind of amenities they have here. I don't need any amenities. So I think I probably just better get on my horse and get home. Paying to the place where we're paying good rent. Nice neighbors for the most part. Personal cat, such as she is. Been through two nurses now, night nurse, Geraldine, morning nurse, Sue. And for the reasons above stated. And let's see, when did I get there this morning? I had said 6, but I wasn't able to get there till 6:30. And Sue was gone before I left the house. The nurse couldn't find her. So Sue probably felt, since I said I'd be there by 6, why she took off in that vicinity, which is fine. You know, my God. Nobody would have required this of her. And certainly not Sandy. Certainly not me. But we're caught between the cultures here and the different forms of taking care of people and the very interesting personality of one Helen Sandoz, which isn't all that different from crotchety old curmudgeons. But in this case, well, I guess the rest of that was that in this case, certainly beyond that, Sandy is a proud person. She doesn't want to be seen in her condition. I would, by anybody, that's what I've pieced together over the past 2 years, and she's in really, really bad, terrible shape. But I'm the only one that she's close enough to that she feels free to say, get the heck out of here. Go away. I don't need you. Stop bothering me. And she can't do that, or doesn't. And so you get varying reports on how she is. I'm now home. It's almost 12. Call the hospital and let them know. Nurse insisted that I ring Sandy's number, that she would be there. I rang Sandy's number. She's not there. Which is okay. I know nobody can be there every minute. But unless I can be assured that I am doing a needed service, Sandy makes it real plain that my presence is real painful to her. What I thought I could do was go to a nearby place, and then if she really wanted or needed me, or if the hospital really wanted or needed me, I would be able to get there real fast. But I didn't, couldn't. At least the present nurse has just assures me positively that she's not going to be gone from that room for more than a few minutes at a time, and she's made it her base, and she's doing her paperwork there, and so forth. And the nurses are real concerned that she not be overdosed and killed with the morphine, and the doctor is more concerned that she not be in unbearable pain, and at this point, I'm with him. He said, this lady could fool me. She has before. He didn't think she was going to make it out of the brain cancer thing. She did. For 8 months, passed it. Now is a whole big different thing. She's having a terrible time breathing. In my look for the motel that I was routed to, I went, must have been 3 miles one direction. Couldn't see the signs. I went back the freeway, went down, went up to a different place that I'd been referred to, and traveled along a ridge that overlooks this whole area. My God, I was looking down on Smogsville. In the mountains, the smog goes to die. And I thought, my God, it's probably got something to do with why she's having a worse than terrible time with breathing. Although she has been suffering with that too here. It's hard to know all the combinations, but I was looking at smog that was as bad as I had known it in Los Angeles. Quite a scenic ride, trying to find a motel up there in that area. Well, it's 5:50 p.m. What's that? That's 17:50 p.m. Used to have my watch on military time because I like to study the horary figures. I had people look at my watch and say, "Ack, what is it?" Sarah had her watch on military time, hospital time. Actually, that's hospital time too. Well, it looks like what I'll be doing is checking with each nurse on each shift and making sure as to whether they need any help with Sandy or not. This day nurse is absolutely outstanding, and she didn't. She made Sandy's room her base of operations and wasn't gone more than a few minutes each time she left. I asked about if she'd tried to crawl out of the bed again. Said, nope, she hadn't moved, thrown a leg out. And I said, yeah, well, she did last night. She said, well, the doctor has upped the morphine. And that may be earlier on this tape where I'd talked to him about that. He'd said the nurses were worried about him giving her too much, but he was more worried about the amount of distress she was in, but he was being real careful to try to get her more comfortable without endangering whatever life she may have. As he said, she's one tough lady. She's surprised me last time, and she might do it again. Ha. Got a bowl of chicken vegetable beef soup here. One senior citizen special coming up. I got the kitty cat box cleaned up today and took a bath and washed my hair and all that good stuff. Trying to keep up with the eating end of things. I've missed lunch again, but I had a real good breakfast, and I think this is okay. I've only lost 5 pounds. I wish I could lose a little more, another 5. I've got suits that fits 135 pounds. Most assuredly don't fit 140 and 145 pounds. And the only other things I have to wear, other than my pantsuits that I used to wear to work, are these real male type pants that I bought. Well, something is going skitty-wampus here on the tape. I was just running it back, and it went bonkers there. Just put in some new batteries. But I was going to tell you about Sue. Sandy marrying Bob and Sue. She's a high watch mentor, which is the equivalent of a minister out of our organization. And you have the right to marry him and bury him if you want to. And Sandy wasn't into that, but Sue, nothing would have it but Sandy marry her and Bob Beck. And Sandy made him wait a year. And Bob was practically a hippie type when she first met him. And Sue could have gone ahead and got married with somebody else, but absolutely she wanted Sandy to marry her. Well, she did, and Sandy's never been sorry about that one. When she just talked about it, she said, yep, it's the first one I ever married, and I'm quite sure the last one. She was irking to me here a few days ago, back when she was still able to converse at this silly quote, not my term, preacher. I saw him walking by in the hall, and I said, oh, there's the preacher, the minister, resident minister there. And she wrinkled her nose up. I said, yeah. She said, boy. And I wrote on their form coming in when they asked them about religion that, quote, you wouldn't understand it. Jeez. And then couldn't imagine why the man came to visit her anyway. They're like putting a carrot in front of a rabbit's nose. What minister could resist that? I have to go find out what kind of religion it was that he didn't know about or couldn't understand. Geez, girl, you should have put early heretic or adamant atheist or God knows what. I guess Sandy's an atheist in the sense that, depending on how you define that, I sure never saw it that way until recently, because I know that she believed in, you know, principle and other words for God in our school, infinite mind. But most assuredly, she doesn't believe in any anthropomorphic God, just like a, you know, giant man. And I don't believe in an anthropomorphic God either, but anyway. If you want a minister to stay away from you, under religion, I guess you could have put, I hate religion. Organized religion, that is. What was it she called the Prosperos? Well, she didn't call it her religion. I think on the brochures it used to say socio-educational religio organization, all of the above. Now, I personally enjoyed that little man when I was in there, very, very ill, with the pneumonia. He was very kind. But he's just not something Sandy can use. She's had a hatred of the... Well, she believes in the right of freedom of religion for all Americans. Or the freedom to not have any. But for herself, just organized religion in the... She's very intolerant of it. And I don't know whether anything's happened on that level in her childhood that I don't know anything about or not. I have been working for the past X number of years, really off and on for quite a long time, to try and make those bridges to my other religious friends, Catholics, Protestants, Jews, whatever. I've made a concerted effort to try and understand the born-again, quote-quote, born-again Christian phenomenon, and to be able to at least understand their concepts. And so I enjoyed that minister. And I'm not negative on the Bible. Prospero's used the Bible. Thane used the Bible as archetype symbols. I believe that was in the interview. And there are numerous of the Psalms, and especially the Lord is my shepherd, that if I'm in a hospital, and a minister is willing to pull out his little Bible and read that to me, I'm quite grateful. He wants to say a little prayer with me, that's fine too. I'm just always been real different than Sandy in this area of religion. And it got really, really bad between us back when we lived in Manhattan Beach, 1970.